I am my archetypal spirit. Would you believe that? I am my archetypal spirit. Why is it that I tell myself I am my archetypal spirit? Why don't I just be it? Why don't I just express it and know it? Because I don't have to tell anybody. That's what I am. I am my ideal archetypal spirit. And as my ideal archetypal spirit, what sort of a person am I? Well, if I say spirit, I'm talking about not physical. If I say spirit, I'm talking about the eternal, the everlasting, the magic of all of life. And as I think of this magic of all of life, I'm thinking that I am my ideal archetypal spirit. Now, what in the world is an archetypal, the ideal archetypal spirit? The ideal archetypal spirit is the awareness of who and what is at all times. The ideal archetypal spirit is the awareness of who and what I am at all times. Now, the word spirit, we oftentimes think of, well, you're dead, you're not alive, that you're moving on to another dimension, that you're just spirit, you're not really real. And that is so far from the truth, it is so far from reality, that any even simple mind of a simple human should understand. Spirit is the allness. It's not moving to another dimension. It's not being here on the human dimension. Spirit is the allness. It is living on the human dimension. It is living on the mind dimension. It is living on any dimension that we choose to live on. That's who and what we are. That's where and how we travel in our world. I am my ideal archetypal spirit. And as the ideal archetypal spirit, I go right back to my original causation, right back to my original purity and integrity, right back to my divine self. Ooh-wee. I've struck a jugular vein there. I am my divine self. Yes, I am my divine self. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the human. The human is a game we play. We go to the movies and we watch the theater and we look at people acting on stage or on the film and we think, gee, that's interesting, that's kind of nice. But we do not think that that is us. We do not think that that is who we are. We are different from the people who are acting in the theater. We are different from the people on stage. We are different from our neighbors. We are different from everybody else in the universe, we think. And we don't realize that we are our ideal archetypal spirit, which is all, which is divine, which is what everyone is, acting on the film, acting on stage, neighbors, friends, families, relatives. We are all. We are them. We are Jesus Christ. We are the Buddha. We are all the great figures that have ever come down through time to express goodness, to express badness, to express anything at all. We are that. Now, what is the game that we want to play right now as far as our spirit goes? Do we want to be in this ideal awareness of who we are? Do we want to be in this ideal spiritual reality of who we are? Do we want to be in the allness of who we are? Do we really want to do that? Well, if we really want to do that, then it is done. If we don't want to do that, it's still done, but we don't know it. If we don't want to be our divine self, we always are our divine self. We cannot escape it. But if we don't want to play that game, we can pretend that we are not. And while pretending that we are not, we think that we are not. And of course we are. We cannot hide from the fact that we are. Our heritage, if you will. Our heritage, where did we come from? Where are we going? What's our purpose in being here? Our heritage is always intact. Our heritage is always there saying to us who and what we are. Our heritage is always being all that we are. That's our heritage. And our heritage is wonderful. Our heritage is perfect. Our heritage is marvelous. Our heritage is the goodness that we are all the time. Our heritage is saying to the world, this is who I am. We watched a movie on video last night about a young lady who was a blonde and who was apparently kind of shallow. And as we watched the movie, we saw her being very interested in her boyfriend, and her boyfriend looked at life and wanted to have a woman in his life who was very brilliant and who was from a good family and who was just fantastic, not realizing that this woman, this blonde, was fantastic. So she wanted him in her life. She felt that he was worthy of pursuing, and so she pursued him. And she pursued him in the way that she felt could be done. And the way that she felt it could be done was to go to Harvard Law School, as he was doing, and become a very lawyer in a very manner. And naturally, she conceived of herself as being the top lawyer, the best lawyer, the only lawyer, the magnificent lawyer. That's just where she is, because every game she played, and she played many games, every game she played, she always was the top. She was always the best. So she went to Harvard, and indeed, she was the best. She was the best not because she was a brainiac as far as the law went, which she was very intelligent, very knowledgeable on, but she added the dimension of integrity and humanity to her work with the law. And because she had such integrity and such humanity, she became extremely capable. She became extremely magnificent. It's what her real nature was. Not that she's a lawyer by nature, but her real nature was to be a fulfilled, revealed being. And she was this fulfilled, revealed being. And it's not because she wanted to get this boy, although that's what she thought it was. It was her nature always to do the very best at whatever she did, to be the very best at whatever she did. We have that same capacity in us. I am my ideal archetypal spirit. We are ideal, and we are spiritually ideal. We are divine, and as such, we are always perfect. We are always magnificent. Anything we do perfectly, because in us is all knowledge. In us is all awareness. In us is our nature. And what is your nature? Is your nature, as this girl's nature was, integrity? Is your nature to be yourself and have fun and enjoy everything? Her nature was to be herself and have fun in everything she did. She did it with purity of heart. She did it with the idea that she was going to give to her world the beautiful being that she was. She was going to reveal in her life the ideal woman that she was. And she did that. It's a film. It's a story. Someone wrote it about what they thought would be a nice adventure. But the people who wrote it perhaps realized and perhaps not, but the people who wrote it with such integrity, with such purity of heart, with such innocence, with such gentleness, and such no vituperation whatsoever. And in doing this, everything that this girl did was a delight. And it didn't mean that people weren't trying to step on her and trying to push her down and trying to malign her. It only meant that she could not be maligned. She could not be pushed down. She could not be stepped on, because she is and expresses her archetypal spirit, her ideal archetypal spirit at all times, and being herself and having fun. Could we ask for any more than that? That's really all it's about, isn't it? That's really all that makes any difference in life. And it is all the difference of who and what we are. I am my ideal archetypal spirit, now and forevermore.